listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Oh yeah, as you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, and we got the one, the only, J Money Pyro Hydro coming back from the west side, eh? Just
what?
Playing around. The one and only Josh.
Oh, thank you for that awesome intro, Davy Crockett.
You're welcome, my brother. My dog, my brother, my homie. In the name of Josh. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing swell. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to rock this studio.
Ready to rock
I'm ready
the studio.
To talk about today's topic, David.
Well, do we have an enthusiast in the room? Let me tell you, we have a very special guest in the studio. We're going to kick it right off for you. Thank you, Mark, for being here with us today. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing great. Wow, I'm totally excited after that intro.
Well,
wow.
Just to let you know, we do a little cocaine before every show.
Okay.
I'm totally messing with you, Mark. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, the reason why we've brought Mark in the studio today is to talk to you. Now, when I say you, yes, I'm talking about you. The person who wants that thing that they've just been saving up for and you want it so bad, but you still need to pay for your house. And you just want to get your girlfriend that beautiful diamond ring to ask her, this is the one you're gonna get married, but you can't because you need to pay for your car lease. Do you get what I'm saying? Well, Mark is here today to talk about how to take these financial stresses off of your shoulder. How are we going to do that? Number one, how to properly save your money. Ding, 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 ding. Right. Number two, how to properly spend your money. Everybody likes that one. And of course, number three, the thing that a lot of people don't think about, but you will after today's show, how making money is simply a state of mind. Ding, ding, ding. Right. So, we've been blessed enough to have Mark in the studio today. Let me give you guys a quick background about Mark, what he does, why we brought him in, and how we got him here. So, Mark is a very extremely wealthy, excuse me for saying that. It's true, though, and that is part of the reason why we brought him on the show to talk about, you know, his financial gains. Not his personally, but the things that he did, the strategies that he, you know, just took out to be in the place that he is today. Mark, thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here because this is a very important subject.
Yes,
especially for your demographic. This is the beginning of your financial life.
It absolutely is.
And when I see young people spending money, earning money, and doing things that may not be the best thing in their interest, you got to start thinking now when you're young to be able to have the things that you want to have down the road. You can't go out and buy something. You can't buy a house, you can't buy a car, you can't do anything without certain basic financial structure.
Absolutely.
Or strategies.
Absolutely. And that's why we're here. Right. Mark, I just want to kick off the show. Okay. So I'm 20 years old. Josh is 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
We've made money. We've both been working since we were young, 14, 15 years old. And, you know, our parents are always trying to teach us. Ever since I was 14, I remember my father, you know, trying to express the idea to me of the value of a dollar. You know, I'd go up to dad, you know, I was probably like 12, 13. I'd be, "Dad, could I have 20 bucks?" You know, like, they'd be like, "Sure, Dave, here." You know, 14, 15 comes around. You know, "Dad," you know, he's like, "Sure, Dave, you know, you know." And then I walked into a job one day and I got offered. It's a store I used to go to a lot. I wore a lot of their clothes, Rip Curl, and they offered me a job. So I took it. That was my first job. It was awesome. My paychecks were anywhere from $130 to $200 every 2 weeks. And I thought I was the richest man in the world. Why is that? Because I could take, at the time, could, you know, pretty much do whatever I wanted, because $130 just that covered a Subway and an ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, but as time goes on and as we get older, wow, I mean, a lot's changed. I've had many different jobs. I've absolutely, you know, making more money now than I was when I was 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. But still, I find that it is so very difficult to know how to properly spend your money, right, how to properly save your money, and how to think about making money. Because I know, I'll tell you this. When I have a few jobs, I do a few different things. In one of my jobs, I get you know, $12 an hour.
Right.
Okay. So when I, you know, when I go to put some gas in my truck, mm-hmm, and I, you know, I fill up $40, I'm thinking like, well, that was
about 3.8 hours of work.
Thank you, Mark. Actually, 3.86847321, if you're going to be exact. So the point that I'm getting to, folks, is the main reason why we want Mark on the show today is to tell me, but more importantly, to tell you guys what to do with your cash flow, how to do it, because I know that there's things that I want, and I make enough money to be able to go and get them if I wanted to, but I don't make enough money to be able to go and get them and to pay for my car insurance and to pay for my cell phone bill and then to pay for the gas that goes into my truck and then to pay, you know, it's just all on top of it. And thankfully, I still live at home, because then I would have to pay for, you know, my lease or whatever, you know, whatever. The rent, right. So,
right.
Mark, kick us off with number one, how do you properly save your money?
Okay.
Even I'm just throwing this out here because I'm sorry. I just want to interject one last time and I'll throw it to you. This goes for, you know, all like middle, lower class, right? There is no... It does not matter what class you are. What Mark is going to tell you applies to each and every single class. right?
This is, well, there's really no classes.
Right.
It's more of a, think of it this way. You're 20 years old, 22 years old, 21 years old, whatever. You're young, okay? Number one, you want to follow your passion.
Right.
I've always told my children to live, to follow their dreams.
Right.
But the most important thing about following your dreams is make money at it.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And I wouldn't say the most important.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
I could say something really dirty, but I'm not gonna.
You have to do is add value to what your work is.
Okay. Josh, is that why I always see you on the corner of Fifth and Vine?
I don't like to talk about that.
I'll talk to you after the show. Go on.
No, right. So the thing is that, you know, if you have a job, number one, get a job. Okay?
Right. Absolutely.
Go out and get a job. There's plenty of entry-level positions out there available. You can work in a bank as a teller. You can do work at the hardware store. The thing is go and get a job. That's number one. Okay.
Okay.
Number two is when you get money. You know, people ask, how do you become wealthy? How do you become? How do you have money? Right.
Right. They do say
one aspect, the people who live paycheck to paycheck, what they do, and this is real important.
Let's hear it, guys.
Okay. They
turn,
take that
turn
paycheck.
Turn up those volumes.
And let's say you get $1,000 in
okay.
a paycheck.
Okay.
Okay, $2,000 a month.
Okay.
They take that money and they say, okay, well I'm gonna make a car payment, I'm gonna pay the rent, I'm gonna buy food. I'm going to take care of my insurance obligations.
Right.
I'm going to buy my girlfriend. We're going to go out to dinner.
Right.
We're going to go and we're going to go to the movies.
Right.
Right?
Right. I have it, so I can do
the
it.
The difference right. between paycheck to paycheck people and wealthy people.
Right.
And this is, I can't tell you how important this one statement
is. Fundamental, guys. Fundamental.
Okay. Wealthy people, when they get paid or they make money, they take a percentage first out of their money that they receive, and they put it aside.
Right.
Mm. And then...
and then they pay their expenses.
And then they pay their expenses.
Bam! Bam! Budget. Did you guys hear that? Okay, let's go over that one
That's
time.
The
so
difference.
Here we go. Here
That's
we go.
That's the difference.
But, okay, so I have... I make $1,000... Okay, no. Let's say it's the end of the month. I have to pay all my bills. I have to get everything out there. Bam. I make $2,000 at the end of that month.
Right.
Right? I still need to support myself. I have a girlfriend I need to take to dinner. I have a car that I need to put gas in. I have insurance I need, blah, blah, blah. So I get that $2,000, and automatically I take $100.
I suggest 10%, a minimum of 10%.
So $200.
$200.
So I get $2,000, a minimum of 20%, or a minimum of 10%.
10%.
A minimum of 10% you take out of every paycheck. So that means that every single month that goes by, if I make $2,000, Josh knows a lot about making money, I'll tell you that. Josh is, seriously.
Yeah.
Josh, he saved up and he bought this crazy, like, gnarly, super expensive, like, $9,000 camera. Like,
it's like eating your cake and having it too.
Exactly, man.
I'm just on fire today.
Yeah, just on fire. Josh, seriously, no, honestly, man, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 20 years old, and this is some information that that probably the world shouldn't know about me. No, I'm kidding. Ooh. No, but seriously, if I was like, okay, I need to make $9,000 to get this camera that's super professional. Josh saved up and got a real TV camera, like
right.
the one that they, you guys know the show Top Gear with the cars and everything, super awesome quality. That's the exact camera that he bought. Real TV show shit. Like, he could walk into CBS Studios, you know, and be like, dude, I have this camera. They'd be like, awesome, that's a really nice camera. Like, can we borrow it? No, but what I'm saying is I would personally have a very difficult time being able to be like, okay, working at $12 an hour, I need to save $9,000 and get this camera on top of everything else that I have to pay for. Josh, being a 20-year-old kid, how did you do that, man?
It's called not having a girlfriend. plain and simple. But I did. I actually tried to do what Mark...
But you had a girlfriend.
I did.
You had a girlfriend.
I did for a little
for
bit.
For like 6 months, right? 3 months?
8 months.
Eight months. Oh. Yeah. So that's a good chunk of time where you're doing that. Okay, go on. So you can do it. Go on. Go on.
Okay, so I was taking Mark's advice because he told me about this a little bit earlier when...
Okay.
When we first started hanging out because Mark's a homie. Mark's a homie.
Mark's the homie.
So... I work at a studio, I shoot kids' birthday parties and stuff like that. So I get my paycheck, I put some money aside as saving money.
Before you even spend a dime.
Before I spend a dime.
Wow.
You know, I manage each paycheck. I take record of each
paycheck.
Yeah. So I put some money aside and I say, okay, I'm gonna spend this amount on my food, on my clothes, on my gas, on all that stuff. So I put probably about 60% aside and 40% of spending money.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you were just so adamant about getting... And on top of that, you know, I'm sure you don't have a house payment. You know?
No, right now.
And
I'm lucky.
But super, super blessed, right? So, like, if we're in the position to do that, right? Like I'm in the position to do that, I could totally do that. The thing is just like, and the crazy thing is I've tried. I've taken paychecks and I'll get like $250 or something. I'll be like, great, I'm going to take $100. I'm going
to
put them, I say, but driving a truck, going here and there, constantly back and forth, I have to, you know, then all of a sudden I honestly go through about a minimum of $15 of gas a day, a minimum. I hit the gas station once a day, right?
Right.
I do, if not every other day. And I need my truck because I haul things and it's just super convenient to have. I'm not looking to get a more gas efficient vehicle, right? But at the same time, like I would love to be able to take, you know, that extra $100 a week that I spend on gas and put it aside and be like, okay, well, I'm 20 years old. I've been saving for, you know, 6 months, and I have $4,000, $5,000, you know?
Hmm.
That's
interesting.
Does that not match up, 6 months, $5,000?
No. If you're saving $100 a week, that's $400 a month, right? 6 months, that's going to be $2,400.
Okay.
Someone needs to go back to
Well, I wasn't necessarily saying, like... you're right. I meant I'm more sorry. To just break... No, don't apologize. That's why we have you on the air. So I'm just saying,
numbers
like...
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. David lies.
No, I'm kidding.
But so you guys understand the idea. So take Mark's advice.
Okay. That's just one piece of the puzzle.
Right, one piece of the puzzle. Take your paycheck...
And take 10%.
And put it in a savings.
Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
What is worth spending your money on, though?
Thank you, Josh.
What is your advice on that?
Yes.
What is worth spending precious money on?
Okay. Impulse buying? Okay. How many times have you guys been out on a date? You know, hey, we're going to go to Cheesecake Factory and we'll share a salad. Okay? Or I'll get that piece of cheesecake. Okay, we'll share it, you know. I mean, that's the kind of level that we're talking about.
How did you know? That's the story of my life.
Right.
Every time my girlfriend and I go to the Cheesecake Factory, we get the barbecue chicken salad with the sauce that we like. We put it on, we split that, and then we get a cheesecake, and that's it. We split it.
So that you're talking about $25.
Listen to this guy.
$25.
No, it's actually $32 plus add the tip in. You walk out with $32.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The bill is actually $24.91. And then you got to give like a $6-7 tip.
So at $12 an hour, you just spent 2.8, you know, hours of work.
Right.
For an hour of pleasure.
Right.
Okay. Number one, budget your time. Budget your time, but budget your money.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I would have gone to Subway.
Right, but what if it's an anniversary?
Well, okay, you're talking special little.
Okay, because I don't always go to Cheesecake Factory. When it's a special occasion, I'll do that.
I understand.
You know, we usually go down the street and get Guido sandwich for $5.
There you go.
Go on.
So. But impulse buying.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, let's run down and let's go to 31 Flavors and get ice cream.
Right.
Okay, that's $10. Okay.
Right.
That's an hour's worth of work.
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing we haven't touched on is taxes.
Right.
Income taxes. When you're salaried, okay, the government takes, 30% of your paycheck. 30% of your paycheck.
Holy fuck.
And guys, that's going up because of the new administration. Okay? That's gonna go up to 38 to possibly 42%. Okay? And we haven't even talked about that. So take that $12 an hour job, and now you're netting about $7.50. Okay? So that $12 just went to $7.50. So, when we talk about taxes, it gets real dry. But the bottom line, and that's what you got to deal with,
right,
is you got to watch your taxes, maximize your deductions as much as you possibly can,
right,
and set out and do a written budget.
Okay. Like Josh.
At the beginning of the month, go, what is my expenses?
Right.
How much do I anticipate making this month?
Mm-hmm.
Then do a back, just go backwards. Okay.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to spend, you say you spend $15 a day on gas, David?
I would say anywhere from 10 to 15. Literally anywhere from 10 to 15.
Let's just say that's $50 a week.
$10, perfect.
Okay, $50 a week. That's $200 a month just in gas. Okay?
Right.
So add dinners, lunches, living.
Right.
Buying a soda here and there.
Right.
You got to think about budgeting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Mark, I want to bring one thing up real quick, which I thought was kind of fascinating. When you talk about going down and getting an ice cream, can I tell you the first thought that came into my head?
Yeah.
It's just an ice cream. It's like $3.50.
I don't know, times two.
Right. I know. Exactly. That's like what I'm saying. So then like $3.50 turns into $7. All of a sudden that's 70%. If
plus
you're making
gas.
$10 an hour, that's 70% of what you're... Right. Plus tax. Right.
Plus gas.
Exactly. So it's a $10 thing.
Right.
Right. So, and that's another thing. Every single time I get into my truck, I'm not thinking about, well, I'm burning money. Right now. I don't think that. What I'm thinking is like, I have money in my wallet and I need to stop at the gas station.
It's means to the end.
Right. So
you got to get from point A to point B.
And so, something else that you mentioned, when you're talking about the sodas, it's like, well, here's the thing. My philosophy, this is what was in my head, but you, Mark, just changed it. I'm thinking, well, it's a dollar. You know what I mean? But then at the same time, it's like, yeah, that's a dollar, but it's a dollar times two, right? And then what comes after a soda? A snack. You have a soda, a snack, and then you got to drive back and blah. It all adds up. But here's the one thing, Mark, that I have to throw out here. As you know, on the Vibration Station, we are huge supporters of the spiritual aspect of the human experience.
Correct.
Right?
I am too.
That's awesome, Mark. That's super cool. And we are huge supporters and fans of, following your highest excitement and being happy and blissful and, just understanding that happiness, excitement, joy, and laughter is, your true self, right? I'll tell you how this is all coming back into place.
Cool.
So
you're going to loop it around.
I'm going to loop it around, baby. Here it comes. So my question is, okay, where's the balance, right, between this soda or this ice cream is really going to make my day? Like, I've had a long day. I really want this ice cream. There's something that's just like dry, not even ice cream. We'll take it. Let's even say like, God, I just got to get my head away. Like, baby, do you just want to go to a movie?
Right.
Do you just want to like, so where's the line drawn between maintaining happiness by spending money, as bad as it sounds, maintaining a sense of closure and getting what you want to make you feel better because you work so hard for that money.
Okay.
Right? Where's the line between satisfying yourself and then saving the extra $5 but going to sleep unsatisfied?
Okay. I have the perfect answer for
you. Let's hear it. Why I asked.
Now, I can't tell you that this is the right answer. Because there are no right answers.
Right.
Okay, but I can tell you what I do. I have a family. I have a beautiful family, beautiful home, investments.
Mm.
I have a wonderful boat.
Right.
Yacht. I enjoy life.
That's why you are where you are today.
Okay.
Because
the thing that I do is when I'm by myself and I'm working and I'm making money and doing what I do, is I self-discipline myself.
Okay.
Okay. Meaning that, and this may sound very, very funny, and I really never verbalized this.
But let's hear it.
I am very cheap when it comes to myself.
Okay.
When I go out, I'm by myself, and I'm hungry.
Right.
I'll go to De Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, totally.
Okay? I'll buy two Kraut Dogs for $1.49.
Right.
Okay. And I'll drink the water in a bottled water that I have in my car.
Right.
Okay. I'll spend $3.50, right?
Right.
For lunch.
Right.
Now, sometimes I'll splurge on myself and I'll buy a Brent's Deli hot pastrami sandwich on rye with extra mustard. Man, and I enjoy it.
It's worth it. Right.
But majority of the time, it's called self-discipline.
Right. Right.
So use that. Have your audience think about
Absolutely.
That a little bit.
Yeah.
The thing is we want to spend special time with our friends and our family, our girlfriends, wives. The thing is that's what I do.
Right. Right.
I discipline myself.
That's great. That's a really wonderful thing. I also just my big thing is just, really defining where and this is where we're gonna kind of transition into the next aspect of money, right?
Right.
The only problem that I have with money, right? Here we go. I'm super just about like happiness, and like doing what you love and being supported by it. And this, my thing with money is why is it so adamant that we are forced to not be able to do what our highest excitements are because we don't have the money. Do you get what I mean?
I understand.
It's just it's frustrating to me that like and I get it. Saving money and not splurging and blah blah blah. But my philosophy it's crazy. I have like the devil and the angel, but I don't know which one's the devil and I don't know which one's the angel.
Okay.
Like it's like the philosophy is I want to be able, and I think that every single human being on this planet Earth should be able to do anything, whatever they want in a positive way, right?
Right.
It's positive. It's exciting. It makes them happy. It's giving them joy. It's giving them excitement and laughter. They want to follow that. But we can't do it because we're stuck working for, $9 an hour in this circumstance.
Okay.
And it's just like, I'm wasting my life doing something I am not really enjoying doing just to make the money, but then I can't spend the money on something that I enjoy doing. Okay, I'm as it is, for 8 hours of every single day, I'm not enjoying myself. So then when I come home, I can't do what I want to do because I'm still not making enough money to enjoy myself.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand.
So where does the people that don't have the opportunity to, go out and just, bam, where do they get to live? Where do they get to splurge?
Okay.
Do you know?
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Maybe it's like they have... Go on. Sorry.
Okay.
There's so many thoughts.
Life... Okay. These are very deep subjects that you're bringing up because everyone has the same... Everyone has the same aspirations. They want to do what they want to do. They want to have fun. They want to swim with the dolphins.
Right.
They want to travel to Hawaii.
Right.
You know. the thing is...
They want to go to a luau and watch a dude eat fire.
Okay. Life, you have to be honest with yourself, okay?
Right.
And you have to say to yourself, number one, where do I want to be 5 years from now? Where do I want to be 10 years from now?
Right.
Where do I see myself 20, 30, 40, 50 years
Whoa.
From now? Okay? You're going to be around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, set yourself up. Understand where your life plan is. I heard a great quote.
Let's hear it.
You want to write your own book.
Right.
My. Okay? I love that saying.
That is a good one.
Okay? You want to write your own book. Okay? So, you spend 8 hours a day doing something that you may not like.
Right.
Okay? Number one, find something in that that you enjoy.
Right.
Working, you know, you work in construction. You have other interests that you do.
Right. Okay?
You enjoy the people you work with.
Right.
You enjoy building something.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I understand that you just finished a big project. You renovated a home.
Yes, okay? I did.
That home, I understand, you showed me pictures. It was terrible. And you achieved something really great with that.
Thanks, Dan.
So you have to take that and you have to feel good about that. You have to feel good about that.
Absolutely.
So what you do is you go off and you write what your plan is, what your life plan is, what you want to achieve. Then you work knowing that that is going to happen down the road. You set up a plan. You work 8 hours a day or whatever the time is. You apply certain principles of saving money.
Right.
Okay? And I want to talk about where to put that money.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Once you have some. But everyone wants to do what you want to do, David. Josh. Everyone has their dreams. No one wants to take those dreams away from you. You're at a perfect age right now.
Right.
To fulfill those dreams. So, spend 6 hours, 8 hours a day working.
Right.
And then spend the next 4 hours doing music or
right. exactly.
doing whatever you
exactly.
want to do.
Totally.
It's called budgeting your time.
Totally.
And more important than anything
right.
is everyone out there, go to school, okay? Take a class, take two classes a semester,
mm-hmm.
get your degree. I can't stress how important that one aspect of your educational process is.
Mm-hmm.
Because education opens the door. Knowledge is power. I'm not old, okay? I look at things a little differently. I don't have an age. But the one thing I want to tell you is that looking back, life, you got to listen to the people around you, and life gives you perspective.
Right.
And perspective is looking backward and seeing where you made mistakes or where you could have done something a little differently.
Right.
And then address that and apply that going forward.
Right.
So that's all I have to say about that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mark.
Honestly,
an awesome dude. Yeah, let's hear Josh's peace of mind.
I wanted to add to something that Mark was talking about, and he said budget your time. Now, when you come back home from work, you're budgeting your time. You want to play some music, you know, you want
right.
to express yourself in
exactly.
different ways. You
exactly.
have some hobbies that you want to get to.
Totally.
Try and push yourself in that hobby. Try and go job searching, preferably for that hobby.
Yes.
Follow your dreams.
Yes. Follow your dreams. But you have to push yourself. That's the thing.
Yes.
Goes through experience. But you have to push yourself. If you want to get out of that cash register, you want to do something and music, push yourself.
Right.
Some things you do have to sacrifice, like your time.
Right.
Sometimes you do have to work for free to advertise yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what I
did.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, why don't you...
I did a couple of free events. I shot a couple of free Sweet 16s.
Right.
And from that, I advertised myself. I actually passed out business cards, and I got paid gigs after that.
Wow.
So sometimes you do have to do things for free. Wow. That's a form of advertising, and that's really important because right. if you push yourself in that direction, you'll end up working in a place that you will really enjoy.
There's a wonderful book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yes.
It was written back in the late 1800s, and the principles that this gentleman, this ingenious man, wrote out in this book.
Right.
Book is still a very, very highly sold book, and the same principles apply to today.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, in the high school that I attended, a few teachers made it mandatory to read that book.
Good for them.
Actually. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And a buddy of mine, he was in one of those classes where it was, unfortunately I never was, but a buddy of mine was in the classes where he had to read that, and this friend of mine, he was never into reading, you know. He was you know, not a big reader, you know, just whatever, kind of like me, where like it's like if it's something interesting, I'd be down to check it out, like I'll read it, I'll flip through pages, and you know, but do I really want to sit down and engulf myself in this for like 3 days? I don't really know, type thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Kevin, okay,
right,
he got this book, and I've never in my entire life heard anybody be so ecstatic about a book, let alone somebody that doesn't even read mm-hmm. be so ecstatic about a book. This was years ago when he told me about this, but he had all these like highlights. He starts going through the book. He's like, dude, you gotta read this, man. Like listen to what this guy says. Like, bam, ba, bam, ba, bam. Like, all this and making money is a state of mind, and it's all the way how you look at it, and like all these different aspects that
right.
are totally true. And Mark, I really actually wanted to ask you what you think is required to obtain the state of mind.
That's a good
to
question.
Make money. So it's one thing, right? It's one thing I can walk out of the studio today, and these listeners after the show could, you know, after they, you know, go on and do their thing or whatever, they could walk out and think to themselves, you know, well, I know that I'm going to come into $1 million one day.
Right.
You know, but then...
And you can.
You can, absolutely. Right? But I feel like there's steps that you need to take to obtain the state of mind. It's one thing to tell somebody, get that state of mind and you'll make a lot of money. They're right. like, okay, awesome, how do I get there? You know, okay. it's like giving a rocket ship. It's like, I just built you this phenomenal rocket ship, but you are like, you don't know what, like, you don't know how to take it off. You don't know how to turn it on, you know, okay. Get the state of mind. How do you do it, Mark?
It's called habit.
Habit. Well, how do you kick it in? How do you, well, habit, I feel like habit is how you instill something. Habit right. is how you allow yourself to believe in it and allow it to be concrete. But how do you step into the void? Okay. How do you step into the ultra rich state of mind?
Okay. Wow. The biggest, it was a famous quote by Woody Allen.
Okay.
Okay. 90% of work is showing up.
Okay.
Wake up in the morning. Embrace the morning. What's the saying for embrace the morning? Embrace the day?
I don't know, Mark.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Okay.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
It's basic stuff.
Right.
Kids, you know, 20-year-olds, 22-year-olds, 18-year-olds, they're in bad habits. Okay, they're drinking, they're smoking pot.
Right.
They're doing things that lower their motivation.
Right.
They wake up late in the day.
Right.
How can you get anything done if you wake up at 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning?
Whoa.
How can you do that?
Wait a minute. 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
You really think so?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
You can get a lot done waking up at 10:30.
You know what my father told me to do as a kid? You know what he told me to do?
What?
Have a chart, have a list of goals that you want to achieve each day. And
great.
I thought it was a cool idea because I actually did a couple things. You know, mow the lawn. You
nice,
know.
Dude.
To-do list.
Yeah, to-do list.
Yeah,
there you go. And it really, it just, that's part of budgeting your time. You know, 11 o'clock, you know, do this, 12 o'clock, do that.
Right, time management.
Wow. Time management.
I like
you
that.
You do so many wonderful things if you actually plan out and brainstorm what you're supposed to do each day.
In the corporation that I run, I tell my employees to do that. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. So before they leave for the day, they need to have a list of things that they need to accomplish the following day.
Mm.
And it's called time blocking. If you want to achieve something, you time block your day.
Absolutely.
If you have certain tasks that you have to do, just not one aspect of a task, like whatever.
Mow the lawn.
Mow the lawn, thank you. Mow the lawn. But when you start working,
right,
and you have tasks that you have to accomplish that incorporate a number of different aspects of brain power,
right,
put it down. Block out 2 hours a day to do a specific task.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I personally have about, I receive about 120 emails a day, and I respond to about 80 to 85 emails a day.
Holy
in top
shit.
Of all the other responsibilities that I do.
Wow.
So time blocking is important. To-do lists are important.
Right.
But getting back to that state of mind, the state of mind is, what do you want?
Right.
What?
Love it.
Do you want? Let's say you work at Rip Curl. Let's say you work at a job. I'm not going to say Rip Curl. Let's say you work at a regular job.
Okay.
Okay. Find something that you enjoy. If you enjoy looking at the people that come in, if you enjoy, find something to enjoy in that job.
Right.
And then embrace that.
Right. Absolutely. And also, what I want to touch on with that is, like Josh said, what you can definitely do is combine this. If you're not happy in the environment that you're living, or working, excuse me, and or living, you can find something you enjoy about it, right? Number one. But as you're finding something to enjoy about it, you then set yourself up to line something else that you like up for you, right? Don't just quit and then go to the job. You know, quit and I'm going to find another job. No, don't do that. You need to keep your job, keep your income, obviously. But if you're not happy in the conditions you're in, it's what you want. Thank you, Mark. It is what you want. And I am going to tie that in to the whole idea of Dave's Good Vibration Station. Well, it's what you want, folks. The idea is you put out and you get back. This is very simple physics. It's not difficult to comprehend the idea that everything you experience is simply a product of you. And everything, every situation that you're in has been a part of your consciousness, of your essence, that chooses to experience this, whether it's for a lesson that you need to learn, whether it's to tell you that this is something that you don't want so you can change your thought process and step into a new one that you do want. So what I'm saying is it's all a mirror. The universe acts as a mirror. That's what I like to believe. The universe acts as a mirror. Therefore, if you wake up every morning, like Mark was saying, and you embrace your happiness, you embrace the little things, and you thank the universe for all this money that you have, even if you don't, let's say you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're trying to make ends meet, you have a J-O-B, you have a job, J-O-B, just over broke, you have a job, you want a career, right? You have a job right now, you know? Well, what do? Every single day, you wake up, you go, thank you so much for this mass financial abundance that I have. Every single day I say that. Every single day. And I know, there's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that, you know, when the time's right, when I've really chosen to allow myself to create it, I know it's going to be there. Because I've been backing myself up all these years, and I've been telling myself that no matter what, every single morning I wake up, regardless of what my bank account says, regardless of what I have in my wallet, I know that at the end of the day, at some point, sooner than later, I will have as much money as I want or need to live a comfortable life. And the crazy thing about it, it's not crazy, but it may seem crazy. It's physics is what it is. It's not crazy.
It's happening.
It's the money is coming in. And the more I focus on it, the more the money comes in. The more I don't focus on it, the more the money doesn't come in.
There's two comments.
Okay.
Number one, don't fear.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Don't fear.
Absolutely
don't
not.
Don't fear lack. Don't fear the loss of something. Don't fear. But getting to your point, I wake up every morning and I go to sleep every night thinking and knowing that the things that I want, the things that will benefit my family, me, and all the people in my life, it's like a celestial dance. Everything is moving. Even though you may not know it, everything is moving for the greater good.
Right.
For you to achieve and for you to receive what you want.
Right.
It's like if you can watch the galaxy, the Milky Way. It's all moving. And if you can have that philosophy, set your goals, set your dreams, go to work, wake up in the morning, okay?
Yes.
Try getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Oh, God.
Okay?
I did Saturday.
And write your goals, okay? But if you really truly believe it and you don't fear,
no, it's true.
It will happen.
And another thing, it's absolutely true. And I sometimes what I do for work is I'm going out to jobs and I'll have to stay out to, you know, Santa Barbara or, you know, last week was Carpinteria. I'm out there for two,
Santa
3 days.
Santa Clarita.
Exactly. You know, I did a job out in Santa Clarita. This, you know, it's
Carpinteria.
But what I'm saying is when you do wake up early, I can feel it. And I know that because I'm at a job, I know that when I wake up, I got to do this and it's here and it's set and I'm ready and it's exciting. Do you know? We have a caller on the air. We're going to take this. How you doing? You're live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sky Indigo calling in.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful.
Wow.
And I was just listening in for the last about 10 minutes or so, and I love all the references to everything that's been going on, especially, I don't know how long the delay is between the phone and the internet, but one of your guests was saying is that the celestial dance, beautiful way of putting it, absolutely
yes.
beautiful.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Brother.
Thank
I
you.
Agree. Oh, just to let the listeners know, Skya Indigo is one of our regulars on the Vibration Station. He is part of the reason why your vibration is raised when you listen to the station. he is our brother, and he always has good, positive words to shed. Thank you, Skya. So what's going on, my brother?
You know, I'm just hanging out in beautiful Topanga Canyon, Los Angeles, and, you know, just as all you were tapping into, just being super grateful for everything, you know, the abundance of sunshine, the abundance of air, the abundance of everything, you know, that manifests perfectly into the individual soul's evolution.
Nice. Absolutely. Okay, I'm sorry, Skya, stay on the line for a second. Listeners, is this not exactly what I'm talking about? Skya, you called at the perfect time. Of course you would. because I was just, Mark, who's our guest today, and myself, I was just, well, and Josh, of course, but I was just telling Mark how important it really is to wake up every morning and be grateful, be thankful. And I was just explaining to Mark how our philosophy on the Vibration Station is that the universe is absolutely a mirror. Therefore, everything you experience is an aspect of your consciousness, is something that you're asking to experience. Therefore, as you know, the show's topic today was being financially comfortable. You know, you don't need to worry about money and stress yourself out. It's all a state of being. It's a state of mind. Understanding that even if you don't have money in your bank account, waking up every single day and thanking the universe for being so abundant in all aspects of your life, that's just what it's about.
Oh, yeah. I hold to that for sure.
Yes, brother. Sky.
And also, you know, it's modern science has proven it. You know, people are in a happy mood and a happy state of mind. You know, they live in a more happy and harmonious environment and vibration just simply because of how they're feeling within. You know, the internal universe reflects on the outer universe. So
absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself, brother. Wow, Sky. Well, I want to thank you so much, my man. We're actually closing the show. It's 1:49, coming up on 30 seconds. Skya, my brother, always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from all aspects of my heart to yours.
Ah, namaste, brother.
Namaste,
thank you.
Brother. Thank you for everything, man. I'll be seeing you soon.
Will do. Take care, everybody.
You too, brother.
I'm glad I was able to touch his life.
Well, absolutely, and I'm glad he was able to touch ours. I want to thank both of you. Joshy, you know my brother, my one, my dog.
Yeah.
For real, this is always a pleasure to have my co-host. I couldn't do it without him. And Mark.
Thank you.
What a phenomenal pleasure to have you on the show.
It
I want to thank you so much.
There's so much more to talk about.
Oh, it's infinite. You guys can talk forever. Once again, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station with my host, Josh. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. Thank you so much, Mark, for coming in the studio. Once again, guys, remember, always generating unconditional love, light, joy, laughter, and happiness from our hearts to yours. Make sure to like us on Facebook and listen to Davey Crockett in your spare time. We love you guys.
Take care.
See you next Sunday.
Have a great Sunday.
I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus. That's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other. Until the end of this rhyme, at least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.